نفسي بنور من فؤادي حينما رددت يا رب العباد.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In the ayah that I just recited in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ يَعْنِي قَرُبَ وَدَنَا وَقْتُ حِسَابِ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. What that means is the time for insan's hisab to be judged in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is drawing closer and closer and closer. And the state of insan is وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ أي وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْرِقُونَ فِي الشَّهَوَاتِ غَافِلُونَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ الرَّهِيبِ لَا يَعْمَلُونَ لِلْآخِرَةِ وَلَا يَسْتَعْدُونَ لَهَا. The Mufassirin write, what does Allah mean when وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ? They write, وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْرِقُونَ فِي الشَّهَوَاتِ. They are actually absorbed in their desires. غَافِلُونَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ الرَّهِيمِ. They are in a state of carelessness and they are unattentive of that dreadful day that they will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَعْمَلُونَ لِلْآخِرَةِ وَلَا يَسْتَعْدُونَ لَهَا. They are doing making no preparations to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sha'ir, a poet writes, النَّاسُ فِي غَفْلَاتِهِمْ وَرَحَ الْمَنِيَّةِ تَطْحِنُ. Which means that insan is in a state of carelessness, but death is something that's not careless. Matter of fact, death is on the grind. The cycle of death is actually grinding away in each and every single individual that it takes, it will place under the ground. And what's ajeeb about this ayah is that 1400 years ago, 1400 plus years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the hour, the time for insan's hisab is drawing closer. And now 1400 years later, we sit here. So just imagine to yourself, how much closer are we to standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's ajeeb. Every day after Taraweeh, I usually stand in the back, you know, and mingle with the brothers, get to know them. And it's ajeeb that every single brother that I meet there says the same thing to me. Every single brother I meet, they say, SubhanAllah, you know, it's time, Ramadan has just flew by. It seems as if yesterday we were fighting over the moon, and now it's 25, 29 days later, and, you know, we're on the 29th juz, and the Quran is almost done. It feels like you just came and you're leaving now. And I thought to myself, SubhanAllah, I'm not the only one who's thinking that time is wasting away, moving fast, and extremely fast. There's actually other, you know, everyone in this room will agree with me that time is moving extremely fast. Everyone thinks that, you know, even just last year was Ramadan, now already another year has passed and it just flew by in a flash. This has been foretold, this is a warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This sign, the fact that we all think this way, should strike some fear into our hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he states, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى يَتَقَارَبَ الزَّمَانُ فَتَكُونُ السَّنَةُ كَالشَّهْرُ والشهر كالجمعة والجمعة كاليوم واليوم كالساعة وتكون الساعة كالظلمة بالنار. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying? The hour will not reveal itself, the hour will not manifest itself, حتى يتقارب الزمان, until time will begin to converge. And time will get closer and closer and closer. حتى تكون السنة كالشهر, till the point that time we'll think that a year feels like a month. والشهر كالجمعة, a month will feel like a week. والجمعة كاليوم, when we'll think that a week feels like a day. اليوم كالساعة, when we'll begin to say that a week, a day feels like an hour. And then the Prophet ﷺ describes something ajeeb that we all probably have said in our lives before. He says, وَتَكُونُ السَّاعَةُ كَالظَّرْمَةِ بِالنَّارِ, and an hour will feel like a spark. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. An hour will feel like a spark. We can all relate to this hadith, and everyone in this room will agree that time seems to be flying by. Let us not stop here. Let us go further in what Rasulullah ﷺ describes, the alamat that will come before the day of Qiyamah. On the authority of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu in Tirmidhi Sharif, they narrate that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, إِذَا فَعَلَتْ أُمَّتِي خَمْسَ عَشَرَ خَصْلَةً حَلَّ بِهَا الْبَلَاءُ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِذَا فَعَلَتْ أُمَّتِي خَمْسَ عَشَرَ خَصْلَةً حَلَّ بِهَا الْبَلَاءُ. Then when my ummah becomes attributed with 15 quality, 15 attributes, then حَلَّ بِهَا الْبَلَاءُ, the عَذَاب of Allah will be unleashed on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the sky. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be hit with disasters and calamities. And we are noticing that today. So it makes us think that maybe we should look into what these 15 alamat are. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins with number one. He says, إِذَا تُخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلَا. And the Shariheen, explaining this jumla, this phrase of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, write, when the people in charge of the wealth of the community begin to use this wealth for their own personal gain and for their own personal benefit. That's number one. إِذَا تُخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلَا. When the people who are responsible for the wealth of the community begin to use this wealth for their own personal benefit and their own gain, as if it is their own wealth. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues and says, وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَا. When people will begin to profit and take advantage of a person of the amana. When people will begin to take advantage and profit off people's amana. In other words, الْخِيَانَةُ فِي الْأَمَانَةِ, when the trust will be lost amongst individuals. Now in the Arabic language, the word amana has a very vast meaning. You know, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted on this human being is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These hands are an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tongue is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These eyes are an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. The eyes, the ears, the heart, everything will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah is saying, today I will place a seal on their mouths. Their hands, their feet, and everything will bear witness to what they have done in this world. So all these things are an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will be answered for in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word amana has a very vast meaning. These children that you see in front of you, this is an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Now keep this in mind when I narrate this next hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Bedouin came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'a? When is the hour, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا ضِيْعَةِ الْأَمَانَةُ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that when the amana will be neglected and wasted, wait for the hour. So this Bedouin asked, Ya Rasulullah, كَيْفَ إِضَاعَتُهَا? How will it be neglected? How will it be wasted, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِذَا غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When decisions are placed in the hands of those people, to make those decisions, then wait for the hour. When the decisions come to raising our children, we place them in a school system that has no understanding of what Islam is, what to teach our children. But we send them there for 8 hours. That's fine, they get their education. Then they come home. When you're obligated to teach them something of this deen, we sit them in front of a television. Now you're turning them over. The decisions are being made by a television screen. Now their tarbiyah is being done by a television. Is this not the amanah being neglected?